In this research study, I sought to find a solution to the numerous students in my classroom who were struggling to contribute in classroom discussions due to a wide range of factors. I am a secondary RE practitioner, and one of the things I enjoy most about my subject is the wide range of interesting and sometimes difficult discussions we have about a range of topics, ranging from life after death to abortion to euthanasia and even crime and punishment. I observed last year that students were really struggling with social skills in the RE classroom, and there are three main categories of difficulty among the students that I teach. The first group are students who struggle to share their views. They're often anxious, nervous, or a bit self-conscious, and potentially worried about what their classmates will say to or about them. These students lack confidence and often social skills, and will often have ABLE plans or alternative support in place by the school or at home. The second group are the group who tend to monopolise conversations. They're loud, very self-confident, and often, but not always, showing disregard to the views of others, dismissing them as incorrect, maybe not being the same as their own, or coming from a different background. These students really struggle with taking turns in listening, and several of the students are also neurodiverse and suffer from conditions such as ADHD. The third group are the very capable but quiet, silent middle, who are academically doing quite well, and they will respond when they're asked but rarely volunteer their own responses. Although this classroom dynamic existed prior to COVID, in my own practice I've observed that this has become more pronounced since lockdown. The social dynamics between these groups has become more difficult, and as a result, students are a bit reluctant to speak out in discussion and debates within RE. Although I regularly referred to safe space and it being a safe environment in my practice, I decided to include students in the dialogue around whether safe spaces are important in an attempt to promote engagement and encourage a culture of respect and participation for all. Therefore, I aimed to answer the following three research questions. One, what do students consider to be a safe space in RE? Two, does the terminology of safe, brave, civil or respectful space make a difference to the learners? And three, can student engagement be improved through directly addressing the classroom environment? Participants were chosen from my S1 cohort at the time, one of the age groups who'd been impacted the most greatly by the COVID pandemic, and they'd missed a lot of traditional elements of the transition to high school, such as induction days and after-school clubs. This took place in high school in Dundee. I used a concurrent mixed methodology to collect both quantitative and qualitative data, and then I used individual Leichhardt questionnaires at the start of the research project to gauge existing student views and prior knowledge of the terms safe spaces, brave spaces, civil spaces and respectful spaces. I then designed lesson starters and plenaries to help students discuss these terms, and they were given a wide range of ways to respond, including verbal, written or by using sketch and drawing. I also kept a reflective diary, and that was to generate qualitative data on the researchers' thoughts and observations as we were going along. The initial questionnaire showed that generally students really enjoy coming to school and have very positive views towards religious education, with 65% and 85% agreeing to the statement, "I like coming to RE." They also agreed with the idea that some subjects are safer than others. And when we looked at safety in RE, students strongly agreed that it was a safe space. The number remained basically unchanged throughout pre and post questionnaire analysis. When I was in the final question, we looked at which of the four spaces did you find to be the most useful, safe, brave, civil or respectful? And results were a bit divided, with equal weight being given to civil and respectful, and brave coming in third. In analysing my data, there was 8 overarching themes which came out, which were then reduced to 5 key terms. Those themes were physical comfort, emotional comfort, safety, freedom of speech, confidence, trust, relationships, and academics and social ability. Finally, I conducted a case study with 2 students by the pseudonyms Emma and Matthew, and they went into a little bit more detail regarding safe spaces and the benefits and difficulties. In conclusion, I was aiming to answer 3 main questions, and that's what I was able to do. Firstly, what do students consider to be safe in RE? We showed that while they like to be safe and come to school, the RE classroom is quite unique in that they do feel quite protected. And while safety is important to young learners, they were also expressing quite a strong desire to be challenged in the classroom. So safety was important, and especially for minority groups such as those identifying as LGBTQ, they felt it was a really good space in which their own views could be respected. In examining whether the terminology mattered, students agreed that the terminology was quite important, and we really took time to dissect this difference's benefits and weaknesses. But they were divided between whether civil or respectful was the best, and that was quite surprising because I'd imagine safe space is the standard and students would go for that. But they acknowledged that safe spaces and a safe environment also can limit free speech and opinion, and a lot of the students didn't really like that. And Brave tends to place quite a lot of emphasis on the individual at the centre of it. So they felt that has the potential to victim shame or maybe place the emphasis on the student who is feeling upset. In respectful space, students are listened to without fear of judgment, and that's the point that they really liked in this. Although you could really argue this is a lot about semantics and you know, terminology, there was real engagement in our discussion and students were very passionate about creating an environment where they could be respected, not just where they felt safe. So further research is needed, looking at how we could use this research further. I'd like to expand it throughout social subjects and also into the sciences to see if we could spread the respectful space dialogue and hopefully help to aid in COVID recovery. Thank you.